理课堂听 class.com。
College English Test Band 4 Part 3 Listening Comprehension
Section A
Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said.Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line,through the center. Now let's begin with the 8 short conversations. Question 11.
I can't understand why Bob isn't here yet. Do you think we should try to call him or go look for him?
He probably just got held up in traffic. Let's give him a few more minutes.
What are the speakers probably going to do?
Question 12.
Hi, Susan. Have you decided where to live when you get married?
I'd like to live in the downtown area near my work, but Nelson wants a house in the suburbs to save on expenses.
Why does Susan want to live in the city?
Question 13.
I'd like to buy a copyOf Professor Franklin's book on American culture.
I'm sorry. The book has been out of print for some time now.
Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Question 14.
I've just locked my keys in my room. Now what should I do?
I can't believe it. You're always so careless. Anyhow.Let's calm down and try to figure things out.
What does the man suggest?
Question 15.
My name is Helen Ware, W-A-R-E. Can I get a class permit for biology?
Oh, no, not now. Registration for students whose last names begin with W.doesn't start until tomorrow.
What does the man mean?
Question 16.
What was the weather like when you left New York last week?
It was very much like the weather here in Beijing, so you needn't take a lot of clothes if you don't plan to stay there long.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 17.
What are these things in our suitcase? There aren't any toys at all. Where have you put them?
Oh, no. This is not our suitcase. The old lady must have taken ours by mistake. She was sitting next to us at the restaurant.
What can be inferred from the conversation?
Question 18.
Are you really leaving for Hong Kong tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I guess so. I've got my air ticket, and I just can't wait to see Bill there.
What's the woman going to do?
Now you will hear 2 long conversations. Conversation 1. Hi, Janet. Going to the football game today?
No, I'm planning to watch it on television.
Why is that? Don't you have enough money to last till the end of the month?
Money's not the problem. I find it easier to follow football on television than in the stadium. When I see the game in person, I feel as if I'm too far away from the action, and I always lose track of the ball.
I know just what you mean. Besides, on television, the new cameras they use give you super views of all the plays. But there's always so much excitement. People are cheering and shouting when you're there in person. People are very enthusiastic, and I end up cheering along with everyone.
You're right there. But I'd like to know exactly what I'm screaming for. And if I can't even see who has the ball, I can't get very excited. So I really prefer watching it on television.
I see your point. Well, enjoy the game.
You too.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What is the main topic of the conversation? Question 20. What does the man assume when the woman says she is not going? Question 21. What is the man apparently planning to do? Conversation 2. Hi, Diana. Mind if I sit down?
Not at all, Jack. How have you been?
Good. But I'm surprised to see you on the city bus. Your car in the shop?
No, I've just been thinking a lot about the environment lately. So I decided the air will be a lot cleaner if we all use public transportation when we could.
I'm sure you are right. The diesel bus isn't exactly pollution-free.
True. But they'll be running a lot cleaner soon. We were just talking about that in my environmental engineering class.
What's the city gonna do? Install pollution filters of some sort on their buses?
They could, but those filters make the engines work harder and really cut down on fuel efficiency. Instead, they found a way to make their engines more efficient.
How?
Well, there is a material called conine oxide. It's a really good insulator, and a thick coat of it gets sprayed on certain parts of the engine.
An insulator?
Well, yeah. Actually, what it does is reflect back the heat of burning fuel. So, the fuel will burn much hotter and burn up more completely.
So, a lot less unburned fuel comes out to pollute the air, right?
Yeah, and the bus will need less fuel. So, with the savings on fuel oil costs, they say this will all pay for itself in just 6 months.
Sounds like people should all go out and get some of this stuff to spray on their car engines.
Well, it's not really that easy. You see, normally the materials are fine powder. To melt it, so you can spray a coat of it on the engine parts, you first have to heat it over 10,000 degrees. And then, well, you get the idea. It's not something you or I would be able to do ourselves.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What is the conversation mainly about? Question 23. Why did the woman decide to ride the city bus? Question 24. What is the conine oxide? Question 25. According to the woman, what may limit the use of conine oxide in cars?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Pamela Royal and her partner, Edith Clark, are the owners of the Sea View Hotel in Brighton. As much of their business is seasonal, they do a good deal of the work themselves. In order to make a profit, it is necessary to keep down the cost of extra staff. Although they will never make a fortune, for the last 10 years, they have earned a reasonable living from the hotel. They work extremely well together, and each has her own duties. In general, Pamela does the bookkeeping. She is excellent with figures, and seldom makes a mistake. She also takes care of the decorations, particularly the flower arranging, which is her hobby. Edith, on the other hand, makes all the staff arrangements and, when necessary, does the cooking. She is a very patient woman, and if guests make complaints, she tries her best to solve their problems. However, the two ladies do not do all the work themselves. They usually employ college students to do the cleaning and washing up. Old Albert, who is a retired policeman, goes in 2 hours a day to do the gardening and take care of the swimming pool. Both ladies are very popular. They believe in having an informal relationship with their guests and often make friends with their regular visitors. Last month was their 10th anniversary in Brighton, and they had a dinner for their friends to celebrate. Pamela gave a speech, and everyone wished them lots of success for the future.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26.
How do Pamela and Edith manage to keep down the cost of the hotel?
Question 27.
What jobs in the hotel are given to the college students?
Question 28.
Why are the two ladies popular in the area? Passage 2. Some people dream of being president of the United States, some of becoming stars in a Hollywood movie, and others of making millions of dollars overnight. Could a dream like that come true in real life? Well, it did happen to Peter Johnson. Peter was an auto mechanic. One day, he walked into the Union Trust Bank in Baltimore and took $5,000 that did not belong to him. The guards and other employees stood back and let him stuff the bills into his shirt and pants without trying to prevent him from taking the money. No one pressed an alarm. No one pulled a gun. no one called the police. Why did they allow him to get away with it? Well, everything was legal. Peter had won a contest promoted by a Baltimore radio station. The first prize entitled him to enter the Union Trust Bank and gather up as much money as he could lay his hands on within 5 minutes. Because he could not bring any large sacks or boxes into the bank, all the money had to be placed in his pockets. As the time went by, Peter ran about wildly and tried to pick up as many large bills as he could find. When his time was up, he was out of breath, but was $5,000 richer.
Questions 29 to 32 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 29.
Why did Peter go to the Union Trust Bank?
Question 30.
What was Peter's job?
Question 31.
What did the guards do when Peter started gathering the money?
Question 32.
Why didn't Peter take more money from the bank? Passage 3. Larry Smith is one of the rescuers on the Golden Gate Bridge. His job is to save people who attempt to jump into the sea. If the telephone rings at 3 in the morning, he knows it's trouble. Someone is threatening to commit suicide. Larry will get his things ready, and in no time he'll be out the door heading for the spot. If you aren't too late, Larry says, you climb out onto the cold steel and try to talk to the poor soul and pull him or her back to safety. Many suicide attempts are made on the spur of the moment, and lives can be saved. But if you fail, if the person jumps into that bottomless fog, there's no describing how helpless you feel. Often, would-be jumpers are driven to despair and see no hope of getting out of their misery. The trick is to open a channel of communication with them. Following are some tricks that have worked. Hey, if you're going to jump, at least give me your mum's phone number so I can call and tell her. That's a nice watch. If you're going to jump, can I have it? Sometimes all it takes is the voice of a human being who cares. Larry estimates he has rescued about 30 people in his 10 years of service.
Questions 33 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 33.
What is Larry's job?
Question 34.
What is happening if Larry's phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Question 35.
What does Larry Smith usually do to stop someone from jumping off the bridge?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage.
In many countries, authority is seldom questioned, either because it is highly respected or because it is feared. Sometimes, too, because rank has been important in certain societies for a long time, People have been trained never to question those in authority. In other countries, including America, children are trained to question and search for answers. When a child asks a question, he will be often told to go to the library and find the answer for himself. By the time students reach the age of 14 or 15, they may be developing exciting new ideas in all fields of science and the arts. To encourage such creativity, there are many national prizes offered to students every year for their scientific discoveries and artistic accomplishments. This interest in questioning and searching may be considered by some people as bad for young people's manners, that young people lack respect for authority. This impression may be created when visitors notice young Americans asking questions and arguing with older people. However, this is because many Americans have different attitudes towards authority that may exist in other areas of the world. In a work or business situation, ideas are freely and openly discussed and argued. It is vital to remember that it is the person's ideas that are being questioned, not the individual himself. The two are quite separate. The purpose of the searching, questioning, and arguing is to find the facts in a particular situation, and therefore a solution, so that the work of business can progress in the most effective manner possible.
Now the passage will be read again.
In many countries, authority is seldom questioned, either because it is highly respected or because it is feared. Sometimes, too, because rank has been important in certain societies for a long time, people have been trained never to question those in authority. In other countries, including America, children are trained to question and search for the answers. When a child asks a question, he will be often told to go to the library and find the answer for himself. By the time students reach the age of 14 or 15, they may be developing exciting new ideas in all fields of science and the arts. To encourage such creativity, there are many national prizes offered to students every year for their scientific discoveries and artistic accomplishments. This interest in questioning and searching may be considered by some people as bad for young people's manners, that young people lack respect for authority. This impression may be created when visitors notice young Americans asking questions and arguing with older people. However, this is because many Americans have different attitudes towards authority that may exist in other areas of the world. In a work or business situation, ideas are freely and openly discussed and argued. It is vital to remember that it is the person's ideas that are being questioned, not the individual himself. The two are quite separate. The purpose of the searching, questioning, and arguing is to find the facts in a particular situation, and therefore a solution, so that the work of the business can progress in the most effective manner possible.
Now the passage will be read for the third time.
In many countries, authority is seldom questioned, either because it is highly respected or because it is feared. Sometimes, too, because rank has been important in certain societies for a long time, people have been trained never to question those in authority. In other countries, including America, children are trained to question and search for answers. When a child asks a question, he will be often told to go to the library and find the answer for himself. By the time students reach the age of 14 or 15, they may be developing exciting new ideas in all fields of science and the arts. To encourage such creativity, there are many national prizes offered to students every year for their scientific discoveries and artistic accomplishments. This interest in questioning and searching may be considered by some people as bad for young people's manners, that young people lack respect for authority. This impression may be created when visitors notice young Americans asking questions and arguing with older people. However, this is because many Americans have different attitudes towards authority that may exist in other areas of the world. In a work or business situation, ideas are freely and openly discussed and argued. It is vital to remember that it is the person's ideas that are being questioned, not the individual himself. The two are quite separate. The purpose of the searching, questioning, and arguing is to find the facts in a particular situation, and therefore a solution, so that the work of business can progress in the most effective manner possible.
This is the end of the listening comprehension.